Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm your podcast host, Sharita Berry of Holistic Talk. Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. Welcome on today. Today is November 1st, 2021. Woohoo! We made it. We made it. We made it. Thanking the Almighty God for allowing us to see a new month and a month go out and a month come in. Yay! We're almost to the end of the year. I'm so excited because this is an awesome day of reflection, also day to give thanks, and also day to give God praise, glory, and honor for allowing us to see this new day. So on today, we're going to talk about acidic and alkaline foods. We're going to go over a list of acidic and alkaline foods on today. So I hope that you got your pencil and paper ready to take down these notes. So first, we're going to talk about alkaline foods. So what are some of the alkaline fruits? What are some of the alkaline fruits? So apples and cider, apricots, avocados, bananas, ripe berries, all berries. Cranberries are slightly acidic. Cherries, dates, figs, grapes, grapefruit, lemons, limes, melons, all melons, nectarines, olives, sun-dried, oranges, papayas, passion fruit, peaches, pears, pineapple, fresh if it's ripe, plums, pomegranates, prunes can be slightly acidic, raisins, and tangerines, and tomatoes. Those are alkaline fruits. Now, these are some of the acidic fruits. Now, remember, cranberries and prunes can be slightly acidic. Acidic fruits, all preserves or jellied fruits, fruits canned with sugar, dried, glazed fruits, raw with sugar, bananas if green, cranberries, olives green. So remember, bananas that you buy in the market, when they're green, are acidity. But when they're ripe, they're alkaline. Cranberries is slightly acidic. Olives, the green ones, are acidic fruits. Alkaline vegetables. Vegetable broth, artichokes, asparagus when they're ripe, bamboo shoots, beans, green llama strings, sprouts, beets, and tops, broccoli, cabbage, red and white, carrots, celery, cauliflower, chives, cucumbers, dandelion, greens, dill, eggplant, garlic, horseradish if it's fresh, leek, kale, peanuts, lentils, lettuce, and romaine. Mushrooms, most varieties, are slightly acidic. Okra, onions, oyster plants, parsleys, parsnips, peppers, green and red, potatoes, all varieties, pumpkins, radish, rhubarb, soybeans can be slightly acidic. Soybean extract, spinach, squash, turnips and tops, water crescents, and water chests. These are alkaline vegetables. Now we're going to go over the acidic vegetables. Asparagus tips, white. Beans, all dried. Brussels sprouts, gazombo beans, and lentils. So remember, beans, when they dried, are acidic. Now we're going to go over some alkaline dairy produce. Buttermilk, milk raw, human, cow, or goat, whey, or yogurt, or alkaline dairy produce. Now, don't quote me, but my theory, and this is my perspective, cow's milk is not good milk for humans. This is how come a lot of people have what they call are prone to cow's milk, so they cannot drink cow's milk. So a lot of people have what they call, I can't think of the name, it's not acid reflux. Oh my gosh, I just told somebody the name the other day. But anyway, drinking cow's milk is not good for humans. Let's put it like that. Now, if you want to drink milk, I prefer goat's milk. Because back in the day, like way back in the day, during medieval times and biblical times, they did not drink cow's milk. They drank goat's milk, which is kind of healthier to me. Whey and yogurt, alkaline dairy products. I got it. Yes. Okay, here it comes. It just came to me. Thank you, God. Okay, cow's milk is not good for human consumption because a lot of people get lactose intolerant from just drinking milk, cow's milk. That's why I say cow's milk is not good for human consumption. Acid dairy products, acidity dairy products, butter, cheese, all cheese, cottage cheese, cream, ices, custards, milk, boiled, cooked, or pasteurized, melted, dried, and canned, or acid dairy products. Now, alkaline fresh foods, blood and bone only are alkaline for me, none. So, acidity fresh foods, all meat, fowl, and fish. Alkaline cereals, corn kernels, or cooked. Acidity cereals, all flour products, barley, breads, all breads, cakes, cornflakes, starches, crackers, all crackers, donuts, dumplings, macaroni and spaghetti, milk, noodles, oatmeal, pies and pastries, rice, rye, are all acidity cereals. Alkaline miscellaneous. Ginger, yeast, kelp, or alkaline miscellaneous. Teas, unsweetened, including herbal teas, or alkaline. Acidity miscellaneous, all alcoholic beverages, cocoa and chocolate, Coca-Cola, coffee, condiments, curry, pepper, salt, spices, dressings, and thick sauces, ginger preserved, honey, jams, and jellies, flavorings, sulfur sweets, salt and brine, smoke, soda water, tapioca, starch, tobacco, vinegar, lack of sleep, overwork, worry. Okay, so when you overwork and lack of sleep and worry, your body can become acidity. Alkaline nuts, almonds, crescent nuts, roasted, and coconut fresh. Acidity nuts, all nuts, more so if roasted, coconut, dried, and peanuts are acidity. So remember, if you want to eat some healthy nuts, alkaline nuts, best bet to eat almonds or chestnuts, roasted, coconut, fresh. If you eat acidity nuts, or nuts, more so if roasted, you know how you buy the roasted peanuts from the market or the store, they are considered acidity nuts. Coconut if it's dried peanuts. Neutral, that means it could be both acidity and alkaline. Oils, olive, corn, coconuts, cottonseed, peanuts, soy, sesame, fats, lard, and sugars can be neutral. So both alkaline and acidity. Alkaline protein. It may seem that it is difficult to maintain protein intake while achieving an 80% intake of alkaline-forming foods. It is useful to recap it, the alkalizing proteins from the sections we have looked at. all the sections that I just named, those of y'all that are looking at the paper that I sent you as well. You can use those to build on protein from the sections we just talked about. The items are sometimes classified as acidity forming or used in moderation on an alkaline plan. So if you're on an alkaline plan or alkaline diet, you want to go over the things that I just spoke of, the different types of foods that are alkaline, acidity, or neutral, both the protein as well. Those of y'all that had the paper that I sent you want to look over and build on there. Eggs, whey protein powder, cottage cheese, yogurt, especially the eggs and cottage cheese, yogurt, almonds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, and nuts. Different ones can be slightly alkaline or acidity. So you want to build on those who are on an alkaline diet, because you know you want to maintain your pH balance as well. So I want to thank you all for listening on today. This is a clinical chlorate acid alkaline theory. So that we talked about on today. So just want to recap again on the different foods. Remember, if you are planning to change your diet or looking to change your diet, you always want to speak to your doctor or nutritionist. Remember, our body pH balance is between 7.0 to 8.0, which means our body functions best slightly alkaline, which is 7.0 and 8.0. A lot of our foods supply minerals. The total balance of minerals is a particular food may be either acid or alkaline. So you want to make sure that when you speak to your nutritionist or your doctor, ask them to help you pick the best foods that can help you maintain the best overall, the best foods that you can eat to help you maintain your pH balance in your body. So you want to be mindful once you speak to your doctor or your nutritionist on that matter. So you want to eat a combination of both, basically both acidity and alkaline, to maintain your pH balance. So once again, I thank you all for joining us on today. I am your host, Sharita Berry of Holistic Talk. Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. And another thing, for those of y'all that do natural, that are vegans, or if you're not a vegan, but you are, you eat organic products, and you want to still do the alkaline diet or change your diet to, you know, maintain your overall health and wellness, make sure you speak to your doctor, your nutritionist, especially those of you all that are vegans, because you have to make sure that you are eating the proper foods that provide protein and the necessary vitamins and minerals that your body needs to be standing and breathing and kicking and pumping blood at the same time. Those y'all that are organic eaters, you want to make sure that you read every label on the foods that you purchase that says organic, because everything that says organic is not organic. Most of the times when you buy food from the market, you'll see USDA approved organic or just organic certified. So you want to be mindful when you are picking and purchasing organic foods, because not everything is organic. GMOs, I always tell people, GMOs is considered genetically modified organisms. So basically they gene splice them to create the said product food that you eat. Me myself, I do not eat no GMOs. No GMOs, because I'm not eating no fruit that's genetically modified. I mean, anyway, we eat fruit that's genetically modified from its original fruit anyway. Let's, for an example, bananas. Bananas really have seeds in it, so we're eating a hybrid banana. A lot of foods that we eat are GMOs. They may not say GMO on the package, but a lot of things that we eat are genetically modified from its original counterpart. That's just plain simple. You know, people ain't going to say nothing. Doctors not going to tell you. Nutritionists not going to tell you that. But I'm going to tell you that. So once again, if you're making any changes to your diet or thinking about making any changes to your diet for yourself or your family, you want to talk to your doctor or see a nutritionist or a health coach. Once again, thank you for tuning in to this morning's podcast. Peace, deuces, and namaste.